You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day. Time is precious. I'm glad you spent it with me today. As I have been teaching through the Word of God today, it's actually, you tune in today not to hear me, but you turn in frequently to this program because you want to hear a word from God, and you're going to hear a word from God today. You won't be disappointed because I know the secret and I share it with you, and that is God is always broadcasting. You just need to tune your dials into His frequency, WGOD, and that is the Logos, the Word of God. We're back in our study in chapter 19, and I want to thank again Pastor David Bryant from Greater St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, who you heard on the radio all last week. What a great sermon that was. It was 50 minutes or so, so I broke it up into 10 minutes a day. You heard it here on WGOD. Helped me catch my breath a little bit, and now I'm ready, raring to go. We were in the end of chapter 19 yesterday at church, which you'll hear coming up on the radio within a matter of days. The exorcists that were trying to cast out demons in the name of Jesus when they didn't know Jesus. But that's for another sermon for another time. Here today, we're a little earlier in that chapter. Chapter 19, that's where we're at. We're in the book of Acts. We've had a great time studying through this book, and we're going to continue today. For more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Our services are streamed on Facebook now and always will be, even when things are back to normal, by going to Island Community Church on Facebook, and I'll turn that on right before the sermon, about 10 minutes to 11. Wednesday nights also are streamed now from 6 to 7. We're in Bible Prophecy Wednesday. Looked at the rapture last week. So those are some of the things going on at Island Community Church where I pastor and right and through WGOD Radio. Let's get into a new message now. This is part one from Acts chapter 19.
Oh, I'm ready to go now. Moving on along this week, we're in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Seems like Paul just never slows down, this guy. I mean, we just left off last week with him ending his second missionary journey. Remember, he got back to Jerusalem. He said, yo, what's up to the church? Went down to Antioch because Antioch was where it's at. And now, not even one verse later, now it happened, this is Acts 19, verse 1. Now it happened that while Apollos was at Corinth, that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Now I want to spend a lot of time right here this morning on this text. This scripture is used by charismatics to teach the Holy Spirit will fall on a believer at a later date and not necessarily when they believe and receive Christ. They call this, correctly so, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it is. But the question is, do believers receive the Holy Spirit when they believe? Or are they right that the Holy Spirit may fall on a believer much later, sometimes years later? And I want to be fair and legitimately show you why they believe like that. Because a lot of smart people who know Bible doctrine believe that way, and I don't want to ridicule them. That's not what I do here. A lot of smart people are preterists and believe Jesus already came back in 70 AD. By the way, I won't call you smart if you believe Jesus came back already. I'll side with Jesus and quote him and say, you err not knowing the scriptures. Let me go out on a limb and say, when Jesus comes back, you won't have to guess. You won't have to go back to history books and wonder if Jesus came back or not. There'll be no arguing about it when he comes back. Sorry, Mr. Preterist. All right. I tried to be nice to you, really. Think about it now. You already got me going. Behold, he's coming with the clouds. And only the Eastern Orthodox will see him. He's coming with the clouds. And what does it say? Every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him. Even so, Maranatha. When Jesus comes back, everyone's going to know that he's come back. You're not going to have to read a history book wondering if he's coming back. But now let's examine this, what we're at here today. For those of you wondering what a preterite is, Presbyterians and Catholics are preterites. They believe all of the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled. They believe Nero was the Antichrist. They don't believe in the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, though the Bible 6 or 7 times says it's a 1,000-year reign. The only way around that is to spiritualize what the Bible means. And you don't see, we are what we call literalists. That is, apple means apple to us. When apple means something else, there's a logical way of understanding that. Like when the Bible says, behold, I saw someone with 2 horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. We can understand what that means. We know who is the lamb in the Bible. Who does the lamb signify? Back to when they laid hands on a scapegoat and sent them out. Or else on the first day of Nisan, roasted him. Who is the lamb in the Bible? Jesus. Who is the dragon in the Bible? It's not that difficult to figure out. So, and I think they're wrong. Again, you'll know when Jesus comes back. The question is, if he comes back in your lifetime, are you going to be ready for it? That's the question. Because he's coming back, Hebrews 9:28 says, to all those that look for him, like a child on Christmas Eve. He's coming back for like-minded children on Christmas Eve. Upstairs. If you have an upstairs where you grew up, where you live now, I used to. My older brother would sit downstairs ringing these sleigh bells that he had. Golly jeepers, man, Santa Claus is coming. But that's what he's looking for. He's coming back a second time apart from sin to all those, let's use the word the New King James has, eagerly await him. That's who he's coming back for. Is that you? Hallelujah. After all that he's done for you, let me encourage you, keep waiting, looking for his return. Because now his salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Okay, let me get back on this. For more on preterists, join us Wednesday night. We're looking at this. We've been looking at it here. Revelation chapter 11. If you think the book of Revelations happened, where are the two witnesses? When did it not rain for 3.5 years? And when did the whole world see their dead bodies at the same time? As far as I know, there wasn't a CNN back in 70 AD. Thank God for that. Now, back to what we're looking at here. Two questions. Were these disciples Christians already? And if so, is it true that the Holy Spirit falls on certain believers later at other times? So question number one, let me ask first the question and test your memory. And I'll pull out the last page. This is why I've got it here, of my sermon from last week. And that is, what did I tell you all last week about those who have received only the baptism of John? What did I tell you? And that their salvation was not, it was what? Incomplete, right? Right here is the last thing I said to you. I said the Jews of the first century show us what it looks like to have a zeal for God. There are instances where God will give up a person and no longer draw them. Mary worship is idolatry. And number four, there's a time to speak up. There's a time to be silent. And number five, those that you read about in the Bible who have only received the baptism of John are not saved. That's the last thing, my parting words from last week. Keep that in mind as I read to you the next verse here in our text. So we said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? I'm in Acts 19, verse 2. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said to them, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. And there's the rub. The baptism of John doesn't save anyone. They told God that they were sorry for their sins. That's all they did. They said to God, my bad. Saying my bad to God doesn't save you. You got to do more than that. Listen to Paul, then Jesus. Verse 4. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is, like we do baptisms right here, right down here. You go down in the water, you raise your hand on a Bible, put your other hand up, and you say, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. That's how I do baptisms, because I remember the words that Jesus said, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels up in heaven. You get up before this whole church and say, Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord, because even the demons believe, the Bible says. That's what it takes. That's what it means to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ or the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, wherever you're reading. Jesus said this in Acts 1:5. Why don't you turn there? Okay, Acts chapter 1, verse 5, Jesus says this. For John truly baptized with water. Notice the next word. But notice the insufficiency to save you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information,